Good morning and welcome to episode 49 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 11th of March 2021 and today's episode is improving interviews while streaming. So a while back I have been talking a lot about streaming, and that is around this keynote I'm going to do, this big keynote. And I want to improve the production value that I give to the participants of the keynote because I can't be in place. And the way I'm going to do this is I am going to stream it over, actually over Zoom, but I'm going to use OBS and some nifty tools around there to make that a good experience. But I, as you know, have had a little bit of trouble with screen sharing from one computer into my streaming computer because I have set up a dedicated machine to actually do the streaming and encoding and all of that fancy stuff. But yesterday I came across a different way that I played around a little bit with when you have interview guests and how you can do that in a little bit better way than I have seen before. So let's talk a little bit about that today. So there is very, very many ways to connect with other people. And one very common way today is Zoom. And because it's accessible, it's a very cheap way of doing it. But the challenge you have if you're going to use Zoom and the video section of Zoom is that in OBS you need to crop and get the people and then get them into the right place in your scene. And that may not always be very, very easy. And the next time you have a call, that may have changed the order of people. And worst case, that will happen during the call as well. So how do you do this? Especially if you have, let's say that you have a stream or a group that you do often and you want to have the same people on and on for every episode without spending too much work on moving around these people. So by pure accident, I found Skype, and I used Skype a lot in the past, really, really, really a lot. That was the main system of communication at one of the companies where I worked for 6 years, and I used it a lot after that one as well. And the good thing now with Skype is that the latest version, or one of the later versions here, came out with support for NDI. And NDI, I've talked about this before, and then it was the context to actually stream from one computer in the local network to another computer in the local network over gigabit internet. But you can also use NDI locally on your machine, and you can then stream both video and audio from one application into another application using this protocol. So what Skype will be doing then is it will become a NDI server. So it will stream out the audio and video from Skype to the clients that wants it. And the good thing here with Skype is that it's going to send every video stream individually. So every participant in your call will have its own NDI stream. And the good thing here is that NDI streams are named in a way so that they will always be named the same thing. This means that if you're doing a co-host show or something like that, every time you have this call, the persons will have the same stream. So that means that you don't have to change your scenes or anything like that. The video will be mapped up immediately to the right place. And that is so, so good. And I did some trials yesterday as well. And I noticed that if you have screen sharing, if you share your screen via Skype, the screen sharing, there's only one person at a time that can share screen on Skype, will have its own channel as well. So that means that you can have a dedicated view or a dedicated scene inside your OBS that will then show out the screen that is shared. I tried it a little bit yesterday, but it seems like it's a little bit laggy. But I've had that experience with all screen sharings that I've seen so far with this particular setup. But I think I need to test it for real. And tomorrow I will actually try to test this for real. So that's going to be super interesting and fun. But now let's go over to another thing that I wanted to talk about today. So as you may know, I have a Rode Wireless Go, and this is a wireless system for microphones. And the good thing with this is that the transmitter, it also has a built-in microphone. And I've never used it before. I've always used a lavalier microphone attached to my shirt and then connected to the Wireless Go through a cable. And then I've recorded elsewhere. But yesterday I came across a new thing I haven't seen before. It's called the Rode Interview Go. And it's a $35 thing. And it's just a plastic stick, essentially, with a windscreen. And then you can mount or attach the Wireless Go into this stick and put the windshield over. And that actually turns your Wireless Go into a wireless reporter microphone. And that is really interesting to me because I have wanted to have a reporter microphone that I can use when I'm out of the studio. So for example, if I need to stay at home for a day, I don't like the stereo microphone on my Zoom, for example. It picks up if I touch the Zoom and stuff like that. So I want an external microphone. So that's what I wanted my reporter microphone for. So I had my eyes on a Sennheiser MD46, but that is a very, very expensive microphone. It's like $250. It's expensive, but it's a really good microphone. I really like the sound of it. But I'm not going to use that microphone that much, so I can't really motivate to buy that expensive microphone and maybe use it 4 or 5 times a year. So I opted for actually using my Wireless Go's more. And this section was actually recorded using this Wireless Go and the stick just to try it out. So what do you think? Is the quality okay? Let me know. Give me a comment. And now I'm back to my normal microphone. So this was everything I had for today. And tomorrow I will likely have yet another tool I want to talk a little bit about. It depends if the mail arrives as it should today. And this is a thing that I'm going to use during the stream tomorrow. So I really hope that it's going to show up today. So tomorrow, it's Friday, the 12th of March, and at 4 p.m. GMT plus one, so that is Stockholm, Copenhagen, Paris, Amsterdam, and so on, I will be streaming a tutorial of how you can create audiograms with Premiere Pro and After Effects. And it would be super fun if you join so that I could interact with you and we could talk during this section. That was everything I had for today. I wish you a super good day. Ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.